堂听 class.com。
What is Christmas about? Some 2,000 years ago, the Jewish people in the Middle East had a hope, a king sent from God. This was mentioned in their ancient scrolls, and this king would come as a descendant of their King David, the king from long ago they so loved and respected.This expectant king was described by the prophets as one who would be their savior and one who would set the captives free. In those days, suddenly a lot of homecoming members of King David's clan suddenly arrived at the little town of Bethlehem. That was because Caesar Augustus of the Roman Empire,which ruled the Jews at the time, issued a decree that a census would be taken, and that everyone must register in his native town. Joseph and Mary, who was large with child, hence also arrived at Bethlehem from Galilee, since Joseph was King David's descendant. There in Bethlehem,Mary, who was still a virgin, gave birth to a baby boy, just as what an angel had told her before she was pregnant. This also fulfilled the prophecy in the Jewish scrolls concerning the birthplace of the Savior. On the night that Jesus was born, there were some shepherds tending their sheep in the fields nearby. Suddenly,An angel appeared to them, with light shining all around. The shepherds were terrified, but the angel told them that he came to tell them some good news. A Savior had been born to them, and they could find him in Bethlehem. And the sign to them would be that the baby was wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger.When the shepherd hurried to Bethlehem, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had said. At age 30, Jesus started proclaiming his purpose of coming to earth, which was to let people know this. The God who created all things and gave life to humans loves every person.However, since everyone has sinned, and no matter the sin is big or small, whether it is murdering or just telling lies or looking down on others, it is a sin in God's eyes. As a result, humans cannot enjoy eternal life, but God is love, and in order that humans should enjoy abundant life,and an eternal life instead of eternal torture and punishment, he sent his only son, Jesus, to earth to become a scapegoat to be tortured and put to death on the cross. As a result, every person, no matter how impure and unclean or how much sin he has committed, he just needs to confess to God,that he is sinful and believes in Jesus Christ, and the blood shed by Jesus can cleanse all his sin, and he is pardoned and accepted by God, receiving eternal life. When Jesus was on earth, he prophesied that he would be killed and that he would rise again on the third day. These were all fulfilled,proving that he truly was the Son of God sent to earth. That is the true meaning of Christmas. Dear friend, do you want to have eternal life? Do you want God to pardon all your sins and wrongdoings?